David, give me your brief review of The Mummy Returns, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, and your numbered score out of 10.
All right. Let's see. I am conflicted on this one, as I am on all of these, and I'm sure I'm going to rank it higher than all of you as I have the rest. I am consistent with that, I think.
You're kinder.
That's okay. The thing, it is boring when everyone has the same opinion.
Yeah.
It is good to have differences.
Please don't preface by apologizing. Just go ahead.
Well, okay. So, I've been trying to figure this out ever since seeing this movie. I am caught off guard with how well I think they shot the whole thing. I, especially in the intro, I was caught off guard with the fact that it starts off in, you know, China and everything looked differently than the other movies. I think it holds its own when it comes to design.
Yeah.
But because it loses me, you know, with the characters, and I think that has a lot to do also with the memory of the first movies and every character. It kind of kills it off the bat.
Yeah. I think the director just didn't know how to, you know, imbue this movie with the same charm that was present in the first two movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it... And they, even they were Scorpion trying for King. Something that was almost impossible to do and failed miserably. So, I liked it less than the first movie, and the reason I know that is because watching this makes me really want to watch the first movie again. We just watched it the other week.
Yep.
And I really want to see it again. And the second movie... I liked this actually more than the second movie.
Wow.
I did. And this
you
might
gave
be...
the second movie a 7, David.
I am here to remind
you. I don't know where you're going with this.
I don't know if I...
And you gave Mummy an 8. You gave Mummy an 8. Well, you gave Mummy Returns a 7.
I might have to rescore these right now because...
You can't. It's too
late.
No,
I'm only saying this because you said, Noah, that I said an 8. Reese earlier said I said 7 for both of them. Okay. I don't recall giving them the same score.
No, you did. That's right. You did give them both the same score. Because I remember you saying, like, wow, you really think the Mummy Returns is on the same level as the Mummy.
I thought I gave it a half point lower because I said I like the Mummy.
Maybe you did. But let's hear your Tomb of the Dragon Emperor score.
I put myself in a corner because if I put them right next to each other.
You know what? Your ratings have always been a little iffy.
No, I stand by my scorings because I think that they're none of these are the worst movies.
You're like the wild card score of the each episode.
You guys are all predictable because you all have the same opinions.
Scores don't really mean anything.
Don't say that.
Oh, that's a really mean thing to say.
No, David, I was going to follow it up.
David, your scores mean everything.
My point is that you all three have extremely similar opinions on almost everything.
Not always.
We'll see.
And I provide a different perspective. Yeah. And
go ahead. I want to hear your rating.
And my perspective is that this is similar to the entire franchise. It just fails in different ways. Whereas the second one also failed really badly. It just did it differently.
Yeah.
And when you see a new one, obviously you want to think this is worse than the previous one because this is fresher in your memory.
Yeah.
If we watch these back to back, I feel like I would like this more. And that's why I would give it a higher score. I think that if I had to give this a score, and this is why I want to rescore these so I can just put one above the other.
Okay.
I would give Mummy 1 7.5. I would give this one a 7 and a 6.5 for the second movie.
Wow. All right.
Okay.
So a 7 for this one. I can agree with you to some degree. I don't think it's better than The Mummy Returns. But I think visually, this one is a lot higher than The Mummy Returns.
Oh, yeah.
It more competently shows, you know, big effect sequences and, I don't know, it is a lot easier on the eyes. And maybe that's just because of time and the development of special effects. And this one will probably also look awful in 10 years. I already think it is starting to show its age. But it definitely looks better than The Mummy Returns. So I'll give you that. And it has a good eye for action. Whereas I felt like The Mummy Returns is just like... It was overwhelmed by its action.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 7 out of 10 for Mummy 2 and the Dragon Emperor. The highest score the movie has ever received from any critic. Arena.
Wait, excuse me? Sorry.